composer, saxophonist, Will Swindler, and the 11ette. That's the Real Me from the Space Bug album. Will resides near Denver, where he leads Will Swindler's 11ette, the Will Swindler Quartet, and the modern bop quintet Good Rattle, who performed this Friday at Nocturne. Their latest album, Space Bug, received a 4-star review in the Downbeat and listed as one of the top albums for 2023. Will Swindler has been recognized as a rising star on soprano saxophone in this year's Downbeat Critics Poll. A recipient of the 2008 Gil Evans Fellowship, Will Swindler joins us right now here on KUVU. Will, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me in, Paul.
Yeah, so we've been chatting. Tell us about Space Bug.
The album?
Yeah.
Sure. We recorded that in 2023 here in Denver, and we did it as a live in-studio performance where we had a live audience, and it's still the people who were there in that audience. I can remember each and every one of them, and I'm so grateful they were there while we were recording,
which sure,
is
absolutely.
Really nice and special. But yeah, we did that was sort of to get all the backlogged music I'd had written from 2010 was our previous album, so it's 13 years of backlogged music, and then the pandemic set us back, and then all sorts of things happened. So we finally got that thing done and got it out. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to do, a lot of fun to make, and the band played just absolutely great. I'm frequently just amazed that we actually recorded that live, and it wasn't like a, you know, over and over and over studio type thing, which
sort of
captured a moment.
Yeah, because live, you've got to do it right the first time.
Got to do it right. It's what it is.
And for some reason, when you're recording without an audience, for some reason, there are more mistakes or do-overs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have more opportunity to do so, but also sometimes it's harder to focus because you're not in it, you know, where you're doing it. And there were so many reasons I wanted to do that album live. I basically, like I told you before, I wanted to do the same way that Cannonball recorded his Capitol albums, where they just did it in the studio with an audience. You can hear the audience. The band and the audience are sort of working together to make the thing special. And in addition to the fact that then it's, you know, everybody playing together in the same room, you get that sort of melded sound, and it's really nice.
Well, you want to talk about the band and the musicians that played?
On the album? Sure.
Yeah.
We have the 11ette it's sort of like in the style of, or similar to the nonette that Gil Evans had with Miles Davis, and then also the later larger ensemble things, and as well as this group called the Marty Patriot Quartet, where it's not a little big band. It's a smaller number of people. We've got 8 horns in it, which I usually play alto and soprano. We have tenor, bass, clarinet, and then flute or alto flute. That's our woodwind section. 2 trumpets, horn, trombone, and then a bass, piano, drums, rhythm section. Which is an unusual group of musicians, but it's kind of like the nonette. It's kind of like the Marty Page Dectet that I use as sort of essentially as my compositional voice. I've had that ever since we started the band in 2007, and it's been like that's my little kingdom is writing for this band. But on the album, we had Peter Sommer on tenor saxophone, my wife April Johannesson on clarinet and bass clarinet. Tom Meyer played flute and alto flute.
Yeah.
Don Kramer and Gabe Mervine on the trumpets. Darren Kramer on trombone. We had Susan McCormick on horn. We had Ben Markley on piano, Matt Smiley on bass, and Drew Heller on drums.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's a good band.
All right, so let's go way back. When you were growing up as a kid, what was it like growing up in your home? Music-wise,
at the time when we were younger, I was the only musician really that was really into it. My dad played piano. Just for fun, and also I think he sang as well. His parents were also very musical, but nobody did music. It was just something that they kind of had around.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I really enjoyed doing it, and I was pretty good at it. I started taking piano lessons when I was 5, and I was pretty good at it, and so I continued to enjoy doing it. But yeah, I'm kind of the outlier in the family. I think that the members of my family are sometimes more musical than they think.
Okay.
But I'm the only one that was crazy enough to be this is what I want to do all the time. So
brothers, sisters?
I have one sister, yeah.
Yeah.
Who I recently found out is a really good singer.
Of course she is.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. So when you said the band came together, what kind of things did you do before the band came together in 2007?
Well, I mean, I went to North Texas, University of North Texas.
In TSU, sure.
After that, but yes. but I went there, played in the 1 o'clock, did the whole thing there, and had a good amount of success doing that. And then I moved straight to New York because I just wanted to go.
Oh my goodness.
Go and play
from
music.
Texas to New York.
Yeah, and just wanted to. I grew up in Austin also, so that's like, you know, that's where I'm from. So it was easy to go to North Texas. And I lived in New York with my then girlfriend, now wife, who's April, who's in this band. And we weren't digging New York because I don't really like it there. It's not my
it's
style.
It's so different.
And, yeah, it's so different. And I played a lot while I was there. I was doing fine. I just didn't enjoy the day-to-day life stuff. So we moved back to Austin, and then I started the first version of this band with my very good friend Stephen Smith in Austin in 2004 was when we started that. It was a band called the Chamber Jazz Ensemble. It was similar to this band, but not the same. And we made a record with that band. That was actually the recording off of that record is what I submitted that won the Gil Evans Fellowship in 2008, which was kind of cool. But then when we moved here to Denver in 2006, we came here because my wife won an orchestra position with the Fort Collins Symphony. And we were like, let's go to Denver. That sounds like fun.
Yes.
Got here. Things were going really, really well. And then once we were kind of settling here, I was like, all right, well, I'm restarting my band here in Denver. We're going to do it. And so then we started the current version of it, which is the 11ette. We started playing at Dazzle. We've played in Toronto. We've played in, where's Disney?
Florida.
Orlando. There we go. We played in Orlando. You know, we play around here. We played festivals and schools and all this junk. But it's like, this is just my project that I run in the background of all the things that I do professionally as a musician and as an educator and all that to... as my, like I said, my little kingdom where it's like, this is my creative voice is this thing.
So you met your wife at, I'm guessing, North Texas?
I did not. We met at the Henry Mancini Institute in Los Angeles.
What?
Yeah, exactly. She lived in New York. I lived in Texas. And then we both attended this summer festival thing, which is...
Okay.
I think they still run it, but it's in Florida now. It used to be in LA on the UCLA campus where... Basically, we just got to go live in LA and like rub elbows with a bunch of heavies. I met John Clayton out there. Who else did I work with? Bill Kirchner. Micah Benny. I met Manny Album before he died at that thing. It was amazing,
goodness.
The people we got to hang out with. And she was the clarinet player in the orchestra, and I was one of the composers that was there to do it. That's where we met. But.
So little Swindler musicians running around?
No, I've got my son Onyx here with me, but he is more into writing than playing music.
That's an art.
A talented storyteller.
Definitely
behind me.
An
here.
Art. Yes. All right, cool. And I guess tell us about the show coming up.
Well,
Friday.
So this is fun. This is a thing. Like we've done several shows like this before. What we have coming up on Saturday at Dazzle, 7 PM, is Will Swindler's 11ette plays Billie Eilish. Which sounds weird.
Hey, you know,
we've done this band. It's like one of the things it's not the only thing I do with this band, but I've done it a lot over the years. We have two full concerts of Beatles music where, I mean, I grew up listening to my parents, listening to the Beatles.
Right.
I love the Beatles.
Yeah.
And so I've taken a bunch of Beatles music because it translates really well and, you know, made it into jazz. Some of them I completely deconstruct. Some of them I kind of keep original things and add to it. I've got on our first album, we've got my arrangement of Blue Jay Way off of Magical Mystery Tour, which is, that song's so amazing. It was so fun to work with it. But we did a show that was all the music of Bjork and Regina Spektor. It's like, I like taking these things that are, they're pop music in a way, or at least music that people know, definitely not jazz, but there are little bits of jazz elements in them. And it's what draws me to them. I don't do this to music that I don't love. I only do it to music that I'm like, man, I really,
really
love.
Of course, because
this.
You have a passion for
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Like, I want to do it. I get really excited about
sure.
that. I'm like, I want to take those things and work with them and do something with it, you know? And then a couple years ago, like, I had a Pandora channel that something kept popping up on. I was like, man, this is really good. And then after a while, I was like, who is this? Like, this is really good. And I looked and it was Billie Eilish. I was like, I'm pretty sure that the jazz police say I'm not supposed to like Billie Eilish. But that was really good. And then something else would come on and be like, this is really good. Who is this? I'm like, oh my God, it's Billie Eilish again. So then I was like, oh, clearly I like Billie Eilish. Let's dig into this. So I started looking into it. And basically I've loved almost everything I've heard, which is rare, you know, for me, for like even a jazz artist to just like love every single thing. So
yeah.
So then I approached Kuvo to see if they wanted to, or not Kuvo, Dazzle, to see if they wanted to do the show. And they thought it was a good idea. So basically I spent the summer writing it. It's all brand new. It's stuff that has never been performed before. But yeah, we're doing all the music of Billie Eilish. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Ever think about recording it, making
it? Oh, we'd love to. And, you know, those things cost so much money that we may. Like, the groundwork is there for that. But you never know. It takes a while to put those kinds of projects
Maybe
together.
You can come back to KUVO, play live in our studio.
We'd love to do that. That
and,
sounds like a lot of fun.
Do the tunes, the Billie Eilish tunes. Wow. Okay. So I meant to ask you, who inspired you when you were growing up to pick up the saxophone?
Well, I played the saxophone because my dad liked the saxophone and I wanted my dad to like me. So
right,
that's why I started playing the saxophone. However, I really love playing the saxophone. So that's why
you play so well, but your style. Who did you learn?
Oh, so in terms of that, like that's easy. Like Cannonball Adderley is my guy. Like he's my hero. Like when people they say like, hey, if you could have, you know, dinner with anybody living or dead, who would it be? I don't even let them finish the question. I'm like, Cannonball Adderley. I wanted to have known Cannonball so much. He passed before I was even born just by a couple years, but yeah, Cannonball is my main inspiration on saxophone. Also, Sonny Stitt, John Coltrane, and then also John Gordon, who is a modern player. He's a couple of years older than me, who we just had here last year at CSU, which was nice. But
all right. Okay, so composer, saxophonist Will Swindler, joining with the modern bop quintet Good Rattle, performing this Friday night at Nocturne.
Yes, we're doing that too.
Yeah. So who's in the quintet?
Good Rattle, that band's been, that's a long time. So we still have most of the original members, but it's me, Gabe Mervine on trumpet,
okay.
Ben Markley on piano, Matt Smiley on bass, which these are all members of my 11-net also.
Yeah.
on drums, we have Alejandro Castaño playing with us.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be on Saturday, sets at 6:30 and 9, and then the Billie Eilish show is the next day. I'm sorry. That'll be Friday at Nocturne.
How do you keep track?
I don't know, man. 6:30 and 9, and then on Saturday the 24th at Dazzle at 7 p.m., that's the Billie Eilish show.
But. Okay, great. We'll make sure that we get that set on our website at KUVO.org.
Cool. Will. Love to have everybody come out.
It's great meeting you, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
Great chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.